There you go.
There you go.
So, message from David Dewhurst to Ted Cruz. Be vamos a debatir.
We are going to debate?
Yep.
Ah.
In Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
He has, David Dewhurst has challenged Ted Cruz to a Spanish language debate.
You, sir, have sullied my honor.
According to Univision.
Oh, so.
Now, the Cruz folks are saying this is a gimmick. This is a gimmick.
You think?
Let's see, politics and gimmicks. That
never happens.
Never happens.
Never. I'm shocked and appalled.
The deal is that Cruz is a second-generation Cuban-American, but he's not fluent in Spanish.
Is he a white Hispanic?
I guess. Is that how we would call him? I don't know.
Well, you know, that's what they called Zimmerman. So.
Oh, that's right. Anyway.
Well, he's going to have to bone up a little.
Well,
you know?
I mean, well, or not. Well, I'm not sure.
Take a little Spanish one. Hola, Paco, ¿qué tal?
¿Cómo se llama?
En lo biblioteca.
That's right.
Bienvenidos.
Yeah.
Right. Anyhow.
Pass the mantequilla, please.
Yeah, them too. So we'll see how all that kind of works out. Now, and so, I mean... we just need Ted to come on in here and spend a little time with us.
We'll have him ready.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Yeah.
That sounded like George Bush.
Yeah, where's that potty? Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yo quiero cerveza fría.
Margarita. Anyhow, so we'll see how that works out. But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And
El Debato.
Yeah. El Stardo El Debato. Yeah, see how that works out for him. So anyhow, now, I always thought that a recall election was, we don't want you here anymore.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Uh-huh. But apparently in Wisconsin, it's not only
we don't want you
anymore, but if we don't want you, this is who we do want.
We want the other guy.
Which is interesting. I mean, I guess it probably saves them some money, right?
Well, now, I forgot. In California, were it two separate things?
Yes.
That's remember what I thought.
That's when they had like 27, like Gary Coleman ran for
mayor.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Remember?
Because Gray Boy was booted out separately.
Gray Davis was, and there have only been two recalls. One was Gray Davis, and one was a guy in North Carolina long, 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 long time ago. But anyway, but apparently that's the way they do it in Wisconsin, is not only do we not want you, we want this person. And the other thing that's kind of interesting in Wisconsin is the lieutenant governor is being recalled, and four state senators are up for recall. Excuse me, the lieutenant governor is not being recalled. There's a question on the ballot about recalling. Now, the governor and lieutenant governor are of the same party, but it's two separate deals. It's not a ticket type thing. So, in fact, one could be replaced and the other not. Which, if it was the governor replaced, and you know, lieutenant governor could kind of say, "Well, okay, I'm the governor now because there's no governor." You know, they have like 18 days.
A little hostility.
Yeah, it would be kind of fun. Yeah. They have about 18 days to, if for some reason, this guy, whoever he is,
Scott Walker.
Yeah. If Scott Walker loses, then they've got 18 days to replace him, and that would be Tom Barrett, who's the mayor of Milwaukee, and they ran against each other for governor before. So
yeah,
we'll see. Of course, everybody's saying this is all about the Obama administration. This is a referendum on the Obama administration and union influence and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if that's
all because Scott Walker had the audacity to say, you know, it looks like we don't have the money. I'm not sure we're going to be able to keep paying like we have been in the past.
Right. Yep. That's as you say, audacity to do that. Which brings up there's another vote that's coming up tonight that will be interesting. Not getting a lot of play, but in two cities in California, one would be San Jose and the other would be San Diego. They are discussing changing the pension plan for employees.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, I mean, San Jose is the poster child for livable wage, okay? In November, they're going to decide whether the minimum wage in San Jose is $10 an hour. All small businessmen are now clutching their throats as they drive to work. $10 an hour would be the minimum wage in San Jose.
Oh, gosh, I don't see anything wrong with that, Scott.
Yeah, of course not. There you go. But in this same place, I mean, they are looking at the idea of now kind of pulling back a little bit. It's called Measure B. And it would limit the retirement benefits for future hires and require them to pay half the cost of a pension. Imagine that. Now, current employees would get to keep the pensions already earned, But they have to choose either a more modest and affordable plan for their remaining years on the job, or pay up to 16% more of their salary to continue with their existing benefit. In other words, they got to pay for their retirement. Huh. So, see how that works. This, and again, this is kind of a, it's kind of a template as to what the future holds, again, in San Diego and in San Jose. And, you know, when you consider that the governor out there, Moonbeam, has already proposed that, that they do pension reform statewide, how this turns out could be, in other words, California may be facing the reality of their free spending ways.
That's an Eagles song.
We'll have to bail them out because they're too big to fail.
Yeah, they are. They are too big to fail. The city's yearly pension has more than tripled in the last 10 years, gone from $73 million to $245 million. And again, that's just monopoly money, but consider something that cost you $73 10 years ago cost you $245 now. Yeah, that would get your attention. So we'll see how all that plays out. That's out in California, and we may know like this time tomorrow because they count votes pretty slowly there. And the other thing that they're looking at, aside from that, is the question as to whether or not school funding can be handled because the state's not doing their job. Huh. We heard that anyplace else? School funding because the state's not doing their job. Didn't you just have a story about the margins?
I believe so.
Oh, isn't that something? So, in other words, they're going to try this again. They haven't got it right yet. So they're going to, what, take input from the general public?
Right.
Well, what you need to do is just keep electing us and keep giving us the opportunity to go back and work on it.
To not get it done.
The work is not finished.
No, it's not. Matter of fact, it's not near finished. And Mitt Romney's, I find this interesting. Now, we've got a presidential campaign election coming up, right? That's in November?
I think so.
I've heard a rumor.
Yeah. Sometime, like maybe, what, first Tuesday or something?
Yeah, something like that. So yesterday, Mitt Romney went ahead and named his campaign's transition team head.
I saw that. I thought, wow.
Little cart and horse.
Well, a little presumptuous there.
Yeah. Well, I guess he need to have him in place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Mike Leavitt, who was the governor of Utah.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. It's Mike Leavitt, the governor of Utah, who chose the person to turn the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City around. Remember who Governor Leavitt named?
It was a guy named Rick Romney, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. It was some guy who, you know, was in politics and had been the governor of Massachusetts and all
little
that
favor
stuff.
Returning.
Is that it? Is it a little payback?
Sure. Back scratching. Apologies.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Anyway, he said that naming him at this time was really not unusual. Candidates of both parties have to prepare well in advance, because of the short time between Election Day and Neil Bortz's last day on the, and Inauguration Day. My goodness. Well, anyway, so glad to know that Mr. Romney has already got that in the crosshairs and we're ready.
You think Obama's also already sharing top secret files with the
I don't think there's any doubt. I think they've already got the red phone connection set up.
Launch codes.
Yeah, they've all got they've got each other's cell phones and each hash mark that they need to be in touch with each other. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hashtag.
You almost got it right.
I almost got it right.
And Romney's in measuring for curtains.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, seeing if they can pull the carpets up and where they go. Yeah, I think. Glad they, and you know, maybe they'll let us go ahead and have some say-so on it too. Just for fun.
Who knows?
Last year, you've